The El Paso Pro Musica presents Summerfest 2017, a new concept that unites the community and kicks off the El Paso Pro Musica season with concerts and special events. It all kicks off with a special event at the Alamo Draft House to meet the artists on Tuesday, August 8th. And it closes with a big kickoff of UTEP Center for the Arts Entrepreneurship on Saturday, August 12th at 7 p.m. There's a whole lot of action happening in between, and here to tell us all about it is Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. Welcome back, Ms. Felipa.
Well, thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be here with you and talk about the incredible things that we're doing, and this time it's happening during the summer.
Yeah, this is all new programming. You've never done this.
This is all new, yes. Our artistic director and now Grammy Award-winning cellist Zool Bailey has come up with a way to get the season revved up early, get people excited about what we're doing, kick off the excitement abounding this year, especially with our Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, and make music accessible to everyone, which is the key. So he has invited some very, very good friends. It's kind of Zool Bailey and Friends concept, if you will. Awadajan Pratt is a pianist who has been to El Paso many times, is a friend to many in the region. He is the first African-American pianist to win the Nomberg competition. He's truly remarkable, and to see him in action is really, really great. Also, two very, very fine musicians, Ben Breen, the violist, and Martin Schur, will also be joining them. When they actually do concerts, they'll be performing Brahms, but in between, they'll be everywhere performing a little bit of everything.
So do they just kind of play it by ear? Say, hey, what do you feel like playing when they do these pop-up shows?
Well, pop-ups, yeah. They'll say, okay, what do we do? Should we practice? Should we do this? Should we do that? And so pop-ups are very exciting. So we're going to start with kind of a Meet the Artists event, and that's on Tuesday, August the 8th, and that's going to be at one of my favorite places, the Alamo Draft House.
Can't get you out of there. If you're not at the Pro Musica, you're at the movies.
I'm telling you. And then the popcorn. But that's a whole show in and of itself. But they'll be there to meet and greet patrons who would like to get to know them. There'll be a special Zool Bailey Martini because they're going to be showing a special film honoring Grammy Gold. And that's going to be Goldfinger that evening. So it all starts at 6. The film will begin at 7. Zool will do a special presentation for the audience. And it should be a lot of fun. Plus, there is a ping pong table. And those two met when they were teenagers over a ping pong table at a music festival about 25 years ago. There will be a rematch. It will happen. So that'll be a lot of fun. Then the next day, we're going to do a special El Paso Pro Musica fundraiser that is a tribute to our great friend and patron, J.O. Stewart. And it will be at the El Adobe Recording Studios on El Paso Drive. That's a $100 ticket, but it's designed to help raise money for all of the education programs that Pro Musica offers. Plus, it's a great way to experience fine beverages and food and these great guys just talking about their amazing relationship.
And
then we go to Las Cruces.
To be in that environment too. I mean, if you've never been in a recording studio environment and seen kind of how it happens.
Right. It's amazing. And so Zool and Awadajan have recorded together, and they recorded the works of Brahms together. This was about 6-7 years ago. And so they're going to reunite and do those pieces again with this great violinist and violist accompanying them.
Now,
so that'll be great.
Since we're talking about your fundraiser, let's say somebody wants to go. Do they find you on your website?
They can find us on our website at eppm.org, or they can call the office at 833-9400. Tickets, again, are $100, and it's to benefit the education programs presented by El Paso Pro Musica.
Which are plenty and bountiful.
Plenty and bountiful. Yes, they are. We've got an exciting season coming up.
Okay, now what's next?
Okay, so the next day, we go to Las Cruces. And we have a concert on, I believe that's Thursday, August the 10th at NMSU's Atkinson Recital Hall. So residents and friends and fans of great music can enjoy them in Las Cruces. And they'll be doing some things around the community during the day, but they'll have a special concert that evening at 7 p.m. again at NMSU Atkinson Recital Hall. But here's the good part. Because this is Summerfest and because we want to get people excited about the season, the tickets for the actual concerts, we're calling them family concerts. So it's going to be a little more laid back, a little more relaxed, and only $5 tickets.
That's excellent.
So if you've got season tickets, those are included. And if not, bring the whole family because it will be something for everyone to behold.
And it really is a treat to be in those small spaces with Zool. I haven't seen I don't want to butcher his name.
Awadajin.
Yes, I haven't seen him, but I know he likes to come back, and I know that El Paso loves him.
Yes.
So it must be just wonderful to do that.
He's absolutely such a dynamic performer. It truly is amazing. So for a $5 ticket, you can't go wrong spending an hour with these amazing musical artists.
And then you've got more stuff. You've got more pop-ups happening.
We have more pop-ups happening. We will be at our El Paso Pro Musica Guild is kind of the volunteer arm of El Paso Pro Musica. And that Friday on the 11th at 11 a.m., there'll be a special membership reception and lunch and an opportunity for people to meet the artists. And so you can call the office at 915-833-9400 for more on that. Then that same night at 6 o'clock, Zuul will be playing the national anthem with the El Paso Chihuahuas.
How cool.
So that's going to be truly, truly amazing. And he kind of does almost a Jimi Hendrix kind of rendition on the cello. It's truly fantastic. So I encourage people to get tickets through the Chihuahuas and watch that, because that will be a feat to behold. Then the next day, we'll be popping up at Hillside Coffee and Donut Shop. So you can kick back, if you will.
Right.
You never know
what they will play.
And so it'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll be definitely Zuul. Maybe we can get Awadajin up that early, but there's sadly no piano. But surely their string buddies will be there. And so they'll do something really special. But from 9 to 10 on Saturday morning, August 12th, we'll be at Hillside Coffee and Donut Shop. So,
and those always seem to be a hit, too, because people don't even expect it.
No, they're just sitting there, and all of a sudden someone's tuning up, and it's almost like the Pied Piper. They start playing, and people start coming in going, what's going on? And, of course, it's completely free, again, to make the music accessible to everyone so that it's available at everyone's fingertips. You take your kids for a donut on Saturday morning, they hear the cello, they may want to join the school orchestra. So trying to work it all the time. And then, of course, that evening is the culmination of Summerfest, and we kick off the concert that will inaugurate the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship here on campus at UTEP, which is truly a remarkable way to not only celebrate the arts, but to provide students with tremendous tools to make the business of music possible so that they can have careers in music in the 21st century and careers in the arts. We're going to be working with all of the arts departments on campus, even with the Department of Business, Engineering, Nursing. Music is used to soothe and heal. Also, there's a business aspect to music. You can't just start strumming an instrument. You have to know where you're going and how you're taking it. So we give tremendous thanks to Dr. Diana Natalicio for this vision, and Zuul will be directing that. And so UTEP will be a formidable place in our country with respect to music and the arts.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's true. You know, you spend so much time, especially artists and musicians, you spend so much time honing in your craft, honing in your art. But when it's time to go out into the real world, nobody really gives you those lessons.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Somebody like Zuul probably did it the hard way, so it's nice for him to come back and share that knowledge.
Oh, he'll absolutely tell kids how not to charge up your credit card because you're trying to get a career going. But
right.
You travel and you do things, and there are a lot of things that young musicians and young anyone's need to learn about finances. Where's your next step? How do you do your digital portfolio? How do you sell yourself? How important is it to have an agent in management? What should you expect from them? We have a couple of artists who are coming this year who are going to be doing workshops with their own businesses. And so one in particular is named Tom Moore. He'll be part of our collaboration concert with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra during the Chamber Music Festival. And he is a 5-time Grammy Award winning recording engineer. So he's going to be working with Steve Haddad and great people in the music department and even business students to talk about the business of music. We have a pianist named Yulia Gorenman who is going to return this year. She's absolutely brilliant. And she's in the construction business. She's got a company called A Major Construction.
So I love it.
How do you balance that? And I want to play on stage, but then when I get off stage, this makes the bread and butter to make this happen. And it's just going to be such a wonderful opportunity also to recruit music students and art students to come to UTEP, because the best of the best are right here.
And part of that means your office is going to be on the UTEP campus?
Oh, yes. We're going to be housed here under the Department of Music. So we're very excited. That should happen when our school year begins. So stay tuned for more.
Okay. So let's wrap up Summerfest. If you want to be a part of all of it, What's the best way to do this?
You want to go to eppm.org or call 915-833-9400. Our website has all the information about all of the concerts. And, of course, if you call, you can buy your tickets. We also, at both venues, both on August 10th at NMSU in Las Cruces and here at UTEP, on August the 12th. Tickets are also available at the door. They are $5. Let me remind patrons that we did change the time. So it's 7 o'clock on Saturday night, the concert, Summerfest, featuring the Fab Four, Zool and Friends.
Well, it sounds like we've got a whole lot of great things to look forward to. And if Summerfest 2017 is a success, do you see it continuing?
Oh, absolutely. We'll probably do even more because we want to make El Paso Pro Music, and now with everything that we're doing, more year-round. And, of course, the concentration will be tremendously geared towards education. All of these artists who come here and all of the artists who come here during the year are all educators. They all teach on various campuses, whether it be Juilliard, Curtis, Peabody, and beyond. And so they're going to bring those tools to El Paso and share it with students from every age group, whether it be here on campus, to schools all over the region. So it's really a very exciting project.
Well, congratulations on kicking off Summerfest and on the kickoff of the Center for Arts Entrepreneurship. That's kind of a big deal.
It's a real big deal. And there's so much going on here on campus with respect to entrepreneurship. And so everybody is looking towards helping students reach their goals to make things work and be successes in the 21st century.
Well, I have a good feeling about what you're doing.
Well, thank you. So it'll be fun.
Yes, we all have Summerfest to look forward to. Kicks off on August 8th, and it'll go through August 12th. So keep your eyes out there and ears for all the events happening. Tickets are only $5, which is incredible.
Absolutely.
And you can also participate in one of the pop-ups at Hillside or go meet the artists at the Alamo on the 8th.
Absolutely. Come join us or just come to the Chihuahua game and hear Zool play the national anthem. That'll make you like the cello, I tell you that.
Thank you so much, Felipa.
Thank you.
Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis from the El Paso Pro Musica.